90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station. It's 9:09. That's Dire Straits to start things off this morning with The Walk of Life. Tom, one of my very favorite songs. I don't really know what it's about, but no, it's got happy sounding music.
It is happy. And Dire Straits is a great band to play right now, I think, because unfortunately, that's where a lot of people are in.
I do want to mention this, though. I got this yesterday because we're still trying to get out information as new businesses or businesses reopen, services reopen. This is the dental office of Dr. Cindy Moore, located at 2407 West 11th Street in Panama City. They were able to open last week, and they're open for regular patient care to help with toothaches, not pains in the neck like you are, Tom.
Okay.
Toothaches and any other regular dental office need that you might have. And it's for those who are here. Maybe your dentist isn't open yet and you have a problem. You can stop by and see Dr. Cindy Moore. Or those who are visiting from out of town here helping. So you can also do that. If you'd like more information, 850-215-1353 if you need some dental care.
You know what I heard on the way in? I was waiting in traffic, listening to CNN on XM, and I heard... Okay, I was listening to MSNBC.
I bet you weren't listening to us.
No.
Come on, Tom.
Why would I listen to us? Sorry. I was trying to catch up on some news, and what do I hear? Bay County is being discussed on CNN.
Why is that? Do I want to know?
Well, it has to do with voting in Florida, so I'm not sure we want to go any further than that, but apparently there is some controversy about people who voted by email and or fax in Bay County. Anderson's office said they got a waiver for that from the Department of State. The Department of State said, Bay County who? So...
get to the bottom of this.
Well, I think maybe what we'll do, how about if I have a former supervisor of elections come up and discuss what's going on with us tomorrow?
It works for me.
Okay. So anyway...
you're running the show. I'm not here tomorrow.
so let that be a lesson to everybody. I'm running the show tomorrow, and we're going to discuss something serious. So that might turn out to be strange. And I have Amon with me today.
Thank you for introducing me, Tom, because Scott was not going to.
Well, he was not there yet. Well, and then Tom started. I pulled his chain. Well, he started talking and didn't stop.
Well, and Amon, you're a student, and you know how we treat students here.
Great, come and roll.
Much like we bet we treat them better than we do volunteers.
That's true. You treat almost everybody better than you treat volunteers here. But, Amon's sitting in today, and tomorrow we'll have... we have a bunch of people coming in tomorrow.
I'm playing some happy music.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because today's a happy day.
Today's all about smiling today. So,
you know, in the wake of Hurricane Michael, we've had... well, obviously, we've heard some sad stories and everything, but also coming out of it is a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, there is.
And so we have a couple of folks in the studio this morning. We're going to get to both of them. First is somebody who's been here before, Matt Standish. Good morning, Matt. I should turn his microphone up, huh?
Probably.
Yeah. Good morning, Matt. Let's try that again. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful.
Good. We're glad to have you here. Matt, you wrote a book. It's called You Can Smile, Too. There's a great picture on the front of it, which our listeners can't see, but
I can. Well, hold it up close to the mic. If you hold it up next to the microphone, they might be able to see it.
I'm thinking that's you in fatigues.
That's actually from probably around 2003, 2004 time frame when I was first sergeant, fairly new first sergeant for the Air Control Squadron out at Tyndall Air Force Base.
You look excited or confused, befuddled, or happy?
That day was actually kind of interesting because they were like booster club kind of thing in the squadron. They were having a contest, doing a little fundraiser, and one of the prizes they wanted to give away was a hug from the first sergeant. So that was me getting
giving
a picture
out some hugs.
Yep, giving out some hugs.
Very good.
Because I was sometimes known as the hugging first sergeant. So
okay,
because I love taking care of my troops.
Sure.
I don't know, Scott. He's been on the show a couple of times. Neither one of us got a hug from
him. Never gotten a hug.
No, I'm not sure. Maybe,
we'll have to remedy that.
Maybe they took his title away from him.
And so hugs are good. And so part of what you do is some counseling now in your job now, right?
Right. Yeah. No, I've been working for an office of the VA called a vet center, and it's called the Bay County Vet Center. I've been with him for about 6 years, and it's a very special office where we do readjustment counseling for veterans, National Guard, reservists, and active duty members, including their families, in an environment that's very low threat, very casual, a place where these troops and veterans who won't talk to anybody, you know, although they've suffered some really traumatic issues, whether it was combat, sexual, you know, moving or processing casualties, whatever, the vet centers are there to give them a place to go where they can go talk to a professional counselor who is also probably a veteran without anybody ever knowing that they were there. So it's super confidential. No medications. We do groups, individuals. We even have it, well, we did. We have a yoga class. We do paint class. We do art class, jewelry making. We do all kinds of stuff. And it's a beautiful program. I've been with them for about 6 years. And my job, I'm called the outreach specialist. So my job is to go out and just talk to people, to raise awareness, let them know what we are. Because, see, our one big problem is nobody really knows about us because there's no advertising done. It's all done by word of mouth.
Right.
So I'm the luckiest guy in the VA because I'm literally paid to be the mouth. So I have a ball, and I love what I do. And it's kind of like being a first sergeant again.
I was about to say, what an ideal job for a first sergeant.
It's perfect.
It's the perfect job for a first sergeant.
Well, see, it's beautiful because it's like being a first sergeant again, except none of the headaches. Because every day is Veterans Day, and I'm out talking to troops, talking to veterans, their families, and just letting them know that this amazing, beautiful service is there, you know, and available either for them or for somebody that they know. And, you know, somebody would ask me one time, how do I find so many people? You know, because they give us numbers that we have to go by, and I don't keep track of them. But they tell us my numbers are really good. I say, oh, okay, that's great. Say, how do you do that? And I say, well, I make it my job to talk to every veteran I meet, every active duty member I meet, every family member of an active duty or veteran, anybody who knows a veteran or active duty, and anybody who might provide a service of some sort. So basically, I talk to everyone about what we do, just to spread that word, let them know that we're there. And, you know, every person I talk to is possibly they know somebody that might need our help.
Well, great.
That's great, great work.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So you've written a book called You Can Smile Too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's. I've been working on it for about a year and a half, and I was actually kind of inspired to do it by, I don't know if you ever heard of the band called Home Free.
Mm-mm.
They're a country a cappella group.
Oh, yes, I have. They started in a church, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but, there's one song of theirs that I heard called Crazy Life, and it really amazed me, and it talks about, you know, everybody's got crazy life, and, you know, but you look at, you know, look outside, the weather's beautiful, you know, keep looking up, keep a smile on your face. There's always reason, the glass is half full, not half empty.
Sure.
And that kind of got the thought into my head. So I started working on the book, and it's basically stories, my stories, from age 3 to right now. You know, I even have a Hurricane Michael chapter at the very end, you know, about what we went through. But it's pretty much all the stories are happy stories, something that I got to do or experience that brought a smile to my face. There's a few stories in there that are very sad with conditions, you know, things. It's like as a first sergeant, you get to deal with some pretty ugly situations, but everything had something positive to draw from. And, you know, my goal is basically if people want to read it, they read some stories, it makes them smile a little bit, then it's accomplished what I wanted to do, just to help people smile. When I was a first sergeant, I really kind of developed kind of a philosophy. In fact, in the book, I call it my smile-inosophy. Okay? The first sergeant deals with so much negative stuff, whether it's domestics, DUIs, people in jail, you name it, people not paying their bills, you're discharging people from the military, you know, I've sent people to jail, you know, all kinds of negative stuff you deal with. So I kind of made it my objective every day to come to work and make as many people smile every day as I could. So I would build up this pile of positive experiences, so when I had to do some negative stuff, it was easy to keep my
positive focus. You kind of bank it up a little
focus.
Bit.
Yeah.
So what kinds of things would you do to come in every day to make people smile?
Man, I hated sitting behind a desk. So I always went out. I was out talking to people. I visited all the offices. I liked to learn what my people did, mm-hmm. and sometimes, you know, work with them side by side. Over a year and a half, I had a services squadron out at Tyndall. And there, the dining facility, the fitness center, the lodging facilities. So I would show up at the dining facility, find the flight chief and say, all right, put me to work. I want to do something. So they'd take me back in the kitchen, give me a young airman. They'd kind of supervise me as I was trying to cook something. And I'd help prepare a meal. And one of the really fun ones with that was I was supposed to be making this. It was like a spicy baked chicken. You know, it was chicken breasts, and they were coated with flour. So the airman gives me this recipe card. I said, all right, cool, I can do this. So I'm mixing the flour up, getting the spices in there. So I add spices to it, and I get the garlic. So I add some garlic to the flour. I add a little more garlic. A little more garlic. And I start to add a little more, and this airman says, I say, Sergeant Standish, I say, that's a lot of garlic. I said, hey, just leave me alone. It's the only spice I know how to use. So it was fun. And then after everything was cooked, I actually went to the line, helped served it, and said, hey, try this. You got to try the chicken. I made that. But, you know, it was just being with my troops. I mean, my trip to Iraq was the same way. It was a beautiful time because it was all about morale. So every day was just visiting people, finding things to do. And there's a huge chapter in there about all the little experiences I got to do, the things I got to do with my troops. You know, a couple of the scary times.
Sure.
You know, because I thought I lost one of my troops one time, and fortunately we found her. It was really kind of funny because we had a rocket come over the fence, and whenever that happens, we have to do 100% accountability. Well, out of 2,500 Army and 1,000 Air Force, one person couldn't be found. It was one of my female supply troops. Well, I'm freaked. I'm going nuts. I mean, she's dead somewhere, hurt. We don't know what's going on. Well, after an hour and a half, she finally called in. She'd been asleep in a guy's room.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's not a good thing. So I felt sort of bipolar because I went from freaked out to pissed off to relieved just like that.
Yeah, right.
Just in a moment. But that's really the book. I kind of call it a motivational autobiography. You know,
well, do you have a story or a couple of stories that are the most meaningful or are your favorites?
See you later.
Oh, man, there's so many of them in there. It's kind of hard to pick. One of the sad stories that actually had something positive to draw from that really sticks to my heart a lot. I had a young lady, one of my young female airmen in one of my squadrons, and she was... You know, we'd gotten to know each other, and I kind of kept an eye on her, and she came to me one time, and it turned out she was pregnant, not planned, and she was really worried about it. Fortunately, her boyfriend had stuck with her real well. I got to meet him, and unfortunately, she ended up giving birth early and lost the baby. It lived for about 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So, I kept my eye on her, trying to gauge her mood and see how she was doing. And so I got a call from her flight one time, said that they just can't handle it. She's always on the phone. She's always crying. Something's going wrong. You know, she needs some help. So I said, all right, send her to me. So I got her in my office. I sat her down in the chair, and I just start to talk with her. I said, listen, I hear you're still struggling so much. I want to be here to help with you, and I need to try to see some improvement. Say, can you tell me what's going on? And I just start asking her, is it your boyfriend? And she's just shaking her head. Is it your parents? Is it the baby? Is it this? And the whole time, her head's down. She's shaking side to side. Tears are starting to come down. So finally, I said, all right. And I kind of threatened her a little bit. I said, listen, I need to see you getting in better moods, you know, recovering from this. You need to talk to somebody. I don't care who you talk to. Talk to me, talk to mental health, talk to friends. You need to get this out and talk to somebody about it. Because I'm going to tell you now, if I don't see some improvement, you know, relatively soon, I'm going to get the commander to do a commander-directed mental health evaluation. And we're going to send you to get checked out. So anyway, I guess that was motivation enough because things started to improve. She started to smile more. I knew it had worked because I was scheduled to leave that squadron and go to another one, and I came to my office and there was two envelopes on my desk. There were cards. One was a card from her just saying farewell and telling me that she wouldn't be able to come to my farewell party because all she would do is cry. And the other was a wedding invitation. That boyfriend and her, they got married, and I got to go to the wedding. And then, you know, a little while later, you know, I'd run into her at different times. She ended up with two kids, both very healthy. Their relationship seemed to be doing really well. And of course, every time I saw her, I got the best hugs in the world.
Of course.
So that was just a wonderful success story, and definitely one of the highlights of my time.
Absolutely, that's great material for a book, which I'm glad you included it. We're talking this morning with Matt Standish. We also have in the studio Dakarius Hunter, and we're going to talk more about smiling here in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break. We've got a weather forecast from News 13's Ross Whitley, and we'll get caught up here with the carries here in just a moment on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station, 11 minutes now in front of 10 o'clock, and we're talking about some positive stuff post-Hurricane Michael. Matt Standish in the studio. Matt has a new book. It gives us a good reason to smile, which is why I turn to Matt. In your book, you've got a top 10 list.
Yeah, this was, you know, I put a little Hurricane Michael addendum at the end of the book. Well, I was.
How could you not?
Yeah, I had to put something in there. And, you know, growing up, I was always a big fan of David Letterman, and you know, I always did his top 10 list. So I made a list of my top 10 list of things I can smile about after surviving a Cat 4, almost 5 hurricane. Number one, my family and I survived a Cat 4, almost Cat 5 hurricane.
Yes.
Okay. Number two, I got to help rescue a baby squirrel day after the hurricane. Really cool. My son, number three, my son, who was smart enough to evacuate, is keeping the new company he works for going as one of the few employees who can still work. Really proud of him. Number four, so far, and I hope it stays this way, and it has, everybody I know is still alive. Okay? Nobody, I haven't lost anybody that I know of. Number five, I'm getting a new car. Maybe two.
I think that's one of the things that's made some people smile, because that's, you know, there's been a lot of damage. Some people are walking away with some new cars, and that would make me smile.
We lost both of ours, so yeah. We got one new car so far. Working on the other one. Number six, we get to start building a whole new bunch of wonderful memories. Mm. Number seven, I have a new chapter to add to my book. Number eight, the weather's not that bad.
Mm-mm.
And number nine, my dog still licks my face when she sees me, even though my wife won't.
Okay?
And number 10, and this is really special, okay? My Harley Davidson survived.
There you go,
that's
yes.
Real.
Yep.
Yeah.
My
21-year-old
Harley. We've
had you on before. We've seen pictures of it. Absolutely.
Yeah, that bike survived well, and I've already ridden it some since I got back. So.
That's good. Finally. And you're right, the weather's nice.
Yes.
It's one thing to lose power and lose it in the heat of August. It's another thing to lose it. I mean, that's bad. Losing it in October is, you know, it's bearable.
It's hit or miss. Yeah,
yeah, it's bearable.
In July, it would have.
Yeah.
I would have had to peel my clothes off me at the end of each day.
Yeah, but if there's anything anybody can take away, like, you know, the book is just my thing. I mean, it's there. If people want to get it and read it, and maybe that makes them smile, that's all I care about. The big thing is people got to find things to smile about.
True.
Look for them, find them. You know, I really kind of get sort of annoyed when somebody they put it out, you know, let's have a Make a Difference Day. And I said, well, why do we need one day to make a difference?
Sure.
Every day is Make a Difference Day. You got to just go out there and find those reasons, things you can do every little bit to make people, you know, smile, feel better about their day. You know, I remember I was on base getting ready to speak at newcomer orientation. I was there early, and I went to get a cup of coffee from the little Starbucks thingy they had there. So I said, well, here's $30. Just use it for the next however many people till it runs out. And I didn't stay there to watch. I just left.
Sure.
And I don't know how many people got it, but maybe it made a little difference in their day. Well, somebody bought me a cup of coffee. Cool.
I've done that before, yeah. You know, Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
And I especially like to do it when my daughter was in the car, because
yes.
I wanted her to see, you know, hey, I'm going to pay for the person behind me. Why are you doing that, Dad? I don't know. I looked in the rearview mirror. They looked like maybe they needed it.
Yeah.
I have no idea what they could have ordered for the entire company they're going to. But, you know, it's just a way to show, hey, somebody's thinking about you. And when you do that, folks do that a lot at Chick-fil-A. It doesn't really surprise them. But you do that at McDonald's or you do that at someplace else where it doesn't happen a lot. And those, the, even the people that work there are like, what? Are you sure?
Yeah.
And Matt, if somebody wants to get a hold of your book, how do they do that?
Well, the ebook version is on Amazon Kindle.
Okay.
So it's available there.
And it's again called?
You Can Smile Too, with an exclamation point. And not the number two, T-O-O.
Right.
You Can Smile Too. I do have a website, youcansmile2.com. There's a Facebook page, You Can Smile Too. I'm not real technology savvy, so I'm still working on keeping those up to date.
Sure.
Plus, it's been kind of a little lag time the last few weeks, but... but they can, you know, contact me through any of those. I've got a youcansmile2@hotmail.com, yahoo.com. I mean, it's, you know, if they want to contact me, share their stories, which would be great. That's what the Facebook page is really for. If somebody wants to add some stories of their own, reasons they things that they have to smile about. The book, like I say, the ebook's on Amazon Kindle. There is a paperback version that I still need to edit a little bit more, but it's already available too.
Very good.
But if they want to catch me, just look for my Vet Center tent out around the community. I'm always out and about doing something. The big thing for me is, you know, especially with my work with the Vet Center, is if you know any veterans or troops that need somebody to talk to, send them our way. We're at 3109 Minnesota Avenue, Suite 101 behind Haney Technical Center. And we are open and ready. And
your building's okay.
The building's okay. We're fully staffed and working again. And if they need some resources or need somewhere else to go or just need someone to sit and talk to, we're there for them.
Perfect. Gentlemen, thank you. I think now is a great time for people to be thinking about spreading the love and some positive as we head to the holidays, which for some people can be depressing anyway. This right. is a whole new holiday season for us. Thanksgiving is unbelievably is coming sooner than you think. We lost our October, November. Yeah, I know. We were having that discussion last night at home. It's like, oh my gosh, Thanksgiving's next week. Where did November go? We kind of know where October went.
Yep.
But you know, my thought is, and we've shared this before, I got a lot more to be thankful for than I usually do.
That's the truth.
And I think we all do in this area.
I want to make one quick little plug. I don't remember the time frame, but it's on Facebook. If you go to American Legion Post 402, their Facebook page, this Sunday, the 18th, they're having, they call it a stand down. You know, it's not, we had a homeless stand down in September. But this is one that the American Legion is hosting, and they're going to have lots of resources available. I'll be out there with my table or my tent, wherever they want me to set up. But any veterans, active duty families want to come out, and they're planning on having a lot of stuff out there, even some entertainment, food, and all kinds of stuff, especially right now. I don't, not sure about the time frame, but I want to say it's like 9 in the morning till 1 or 2 in the afternoon, something like that. But anybody wants to come out, it's American League Post 402 is out on the beach at the, if you go past Highway 79, there's an industrial park, and it's back there. There's signs that would take you back to it.
Excellent. Very good. Matt Standish with us, You Can Smile Too, and Dakarius Hunter, the sign guy. Spreading the love here in Bay County. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in. We're going to post this on our website, wkgc.org, so feel free to share that and put it on Facebook as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It is 8 minutes after 10 o'clock, and your favorite auntie is coming in just a moment, and she's got some music to spin for you. I'll get out of your seat. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.